you ask me, hey, you only get 10 songs. That would be in the top 10. I don't know which place I'd put it, but it would definitely be in the top 10 songs.
You're going to go to forever or whatever?
Yeah, top 10 forever. You have to go to a deserted island. You only get to take 10 CDs, 10 records, 10 MP3s. That would be one of the 10 I would take right there. I love that song. There goes Queen, David Bowie, Dog and Joe Show here on the river. First Joe did it. Then I found out that Dana did it. Now, sadly, my wife is doing it too.
Well, what's the it you're talking about? Trying to make you a better human?
I appreciate that. No, following all this horoscope crap and all this astrology junk, everyone's doing it now.
What are you talking about? It's science, bro.
It's horse manure. It is absolute horse manure. And now my wife, who back in the day, remember we were over at the meth lab, I always forbid her to listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Now she listens every morning, and she hears us from time to time talk about this crap, and she's taken a small interest in it.
What, did she not care about it before?
Not really. She didn't really. Now almost every day I get home, and she says that she reads this stuff online, and she'll say, hey, listen to this one. And she'll always bring something out about our son. Oh, I was reading this horoscope thing, and listen to this. This is why our son does, every day it's something new about me or about her or about our son. She's buying into it, and it's frustrating.
Why do you think that is? Because it's real.
I'm not buying it. We do them from time to time. Dana loves it. Joe loves it. Now my wife's doing it. Dana, if you could, because Dana's a Leo.
Mm-hmm.
What's your birth date again?
August 21st.
Just turned 28?
Mm-hmm.
What's the worst thing someone could say to you? Meaning something that would really upset you. Because what we have here are the absolute worst things people could say to each star sign. So what would be something that would be like, oh, God, that cuts. That hurts. That's really offensive.
Anything remotely rude or offensive about either Kenny or Olivia would just make me insane.
Well, no, this is more about you.
About me?
Yeah, this is more attacking your character and things that you do.
Oh, man.
Something that you think highly of possibly about yourself and then someone discredits it. Something offensive. We can come back to you.
Yeah, come back.
Okay. Okay, Joe, can you think of anything?
Not many things. People don't really say, luckily for me, you know, I'm a sensitive dude, so anything you really say mean to me is going to hurt my feelings, but...
Stupid.
Well, I'm used to you.
Yeah, you know? Okay, yeah, you're dumb.
Oh, all you do is lash out.
This is more about your character, too. You know, something that you hold in high regard, that you think you do well, and then they say something to belittle you, and you're just like, oh, man, I feel horrible.
We all know that I will embellish the stories that I tell once in a while.
Embellish?
I add a little fluff to them to make them cooler.
You embellish with relish. You, I'll just say it. You tell tall truths.
Okay, yeah, I'll go ahead and admit to that because I like that. I like to have interesting stories be told on there, but they're not lies. I never lie. I think you know this about me. I'm not a liar. I don't lie about anything. Now, do I stretch the truth or add some fluffy details to it to make the story sound a little cooler? But, like, for someone to say, like, call me a liar, that would hurt my feelings.
What's the difference in embellishing or stretching the truth?
That's done for the show and to have fun and to make my story seem a little cooler or whatever else, but I don't lie to people.
You're like Peter Jennings in some regards then. Is that what you're saying?
What's he do?
Well, remember, wasn't he the guy? Wasn't Peter Jennings the one that said...
No,
that,
that was Brian,
Brian Williams.
Yeah. Williams.
Yeah, you're like Brian Williams then.
Yeah.
That's all Brian Williams wanted to do is he wanted to be more exciting than he really was.
And what did I say about that? I didn't think Brian Williams would be a liar.
See, you believe the crap. That he was being attacked by airplanes and helicopters.
Hey, the only people that know what the real truth was were the people on that helicopter.
Well, kind of funny how he doesn't have a job at NBC anymore.
Yeah, because they were untrustworthy of their main correspondents.
Uh-huh.
It would hurt my feelings to be called a liar. And I have been called a liar before, and it did hurt my feelings.
Okay. All right. Dana, did you think of anyone or anything now?
Well, before Joe said that, that was kind of the one that I was thinking of, too, is that if somebody called me a liar, because I don't really lie.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
If they said I was, I don't know, this is kind of, no, never mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
I would say lying.
766-9370, what would be an insult to your character?
Now, wait a minute now. You're not going to get out of this.
No, I don't have any.
Yeah, yeah. You got to share yours.
No, I don't have any.
Oh.
Like, what if someone called you what did he say earlier today, Dana? What if somebody called you a devout Christian?
Oh, that would cut. Yeah, yeah. That would cut deeply. No, if someone were going to attack me,
is there anything that could hurt you? Because I'm going to be honest with you. After working so many years with you, the mm-hmm. meaner and nastier listeners get with you, mm-hmm. the more you love it.
Yeah, I do appreciate it.
You crave it. What would just make most people go, God, that really hurts my feelings? You're like, that was great.
I do get a small amount of joy out of a good battle.
Yeah.
I don't lie either. So,
no.
Rarely
dog is, does not lie about anything.
I don't think people have ever really called me. You're a liar. No, I don't think I've ever really heard that much because I do love the truth. I'd have to say, you're wrong. Or,
I know people telling you you're wrong bothers you because you will search for hours in Google and internet searches to prove your point.
Yeah, I'd have to say you're wrong or you're not right. That's wrong. And here's the thing. Do we get it wrong? Yeah, a lot.
Do you? Yeah, you do.
I do. You're human. But you read all this stuff, and I pride myself on having facts, and I like to have this stuff. But sometimes you put so much crap in a bag, it all gets jumbled up, and you can't remember the facts, and stuff gets crazy. But I'd have to say that one. Oh, you're wrong. You're wrong. I like reading. I like having the facts. Do I get it wrong? Yeah, but I'd have to say if you're going to ask me that, it would be someone, oh, you're wrong. That's not right. That's this. That's the thing I think that would bother me the most.
Because you go to the mattresses, to steal a mafioso term, over anything. Like, you will...
To the mattresses. You're going to go to the mattresses? You mean the mat?
Yeah, you'll go full. I don't know. I probably had that saying wrong.
You're going to go to the mattresses.
I watched Goodfellas last night.
Oh, man, he'll go to the mattresses for you. What does that mean?
I think that means something.
No.
Yeah, it does. That's a term from, like, them movies.
Yeah, if you work at Sleep Train, we'll go to the mattresses for you.
That's a mafia thing. The mafia guys say, oh, he's taking it to the mattress.
That means you're going to bed somebody.
Seriously.
It's called going to the mat.
I think it's the mattress.
Yeah, anyway.
But you'll do it over anything.
I will.
I mean, tire pressure and bicycle tires.
Yeah.
I mean, whether a seat, I can't even think whether how you eat your food with a fork or zip like a Ziploc baggie. I mean, I've heard you say some crazy things.
There's right ways and wrong ways with everything.
Man.
So I'd have to say that's mine. If someone said, you're wrong.
That'd be a fair assessment.
And then I look it up and sometimes I'm like, oops.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
But really, do you go back on and tell that, do you?
Oh, I do too.
I know you do.
766-9370. What's the worst thing someone could say about you? These are the different signs. So we'll go through them. I'm a Taurus. April 26th is my birthday. According to this, if someone tells me you're not funny, that'll upset me. Because.
And it will.
Tauruses use humor as an icebreaker and a way to level the playing field by cracking a joke, usually at their own expense. These bulls are creating an atmosphere of warmth and good vibes. Yeah, I would say that. Our old boss at the meth lab, I think he told me that a few times.
He told you that to hurt you, because I'm here to tell you. I will tell you the truth about yourself.
Oh, you're going to tell me you going to the mattress on this one?
You are funny. You make me laugh out loud every...
but you're not. I know I make you laugh out loud because you're not funny.
But I have a good sense of humor. I really do. I mean, I know it's funny, and I've laughed at least one time every show I've done with
you. I've laughed at least one time this week. 766-9370. We'll go to Joe's birthday now. His is June 15th. He's a Gemini. This, I think, would be more for me personally, but it kind of goes along with what you said. You don't know what you're talking about. So if someone told you, Joe, you don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I wouldn't care about that at all.
See,
I hear that from listeners on a daily.
Yes.
You don't know what you're talking about. And I always go, yeah, you're probably right. I probably don't.
I'm sorry I said that. Yeah, so that's Joe's. Now let's go to Leo for Dana. She just turned 28. And for hers would be, and I can kind of see this, you're not talented. If someone told you, Dana, you're not talented.
Yeah, that has hurt my feelings in the past, but I kind of have come to accept that. So.
Well, I wouldn't come to accept that, Dana, because I think you're one of the most talented people, I mean, in all categories.
Yeah? There are incredibly talented people out there, and I am not the incredibly talented. I am just mediocrely talented.
I would disagree
with
that.
So if someone said, Dana, you're just not talented, that wouldn't bother you now?
No.
Okay. You've gotten older, you've joined the workforce, you've seen all the different people, you're okay with that?
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
I think if someone said that to me, I think that might bother me. But again, I don't take the stuff home with me.
Yeah.
You know, I like a good verbal wrestling. I like to argue and get into it with people. And I kind of use that stuff as like fuel.
Oh, you love it.
I do.
If someone
really
told
do.
Me I wasn't talented, I'd go, yeah, you're right. I know.
Oh, let's go to Lane. And if you want us to do your sign, we'll do it for you. Lane, what would you hate to hear about yourself? Someone tells you what?
Yeah, I was ugly.
That you're ugly?
Yeah, but that's not why I called in.
Okay, well, then you hold on. We'll get back to you. Let's go to...
Yeah, we'll come back to you, man.
David. David, what would you hate to hear?
I would hate to hear being called ignorant.
Oh,
as,
yeah.
To get out of an argument.
So if someone says you're ignorant, that bothers you.
That bothers me because most of the time the person calling you that has no idea of what you've done, what you've seen, or what you've experienced. So for them to call you ignorant or call me ignorant just kind of really gets under my skin.
Okay, so let's...
And if someone's going to call someone ignorant, they're doing that to be hurtful.
Well, and just to get out of the argument as a scapegoat.
Yeah, it is. It's that last-ditch effort. Like, I give up. I'm just going to say you're ignorant. Now, David, are you well-educated?
I'd like to think so.
Okay. Did you attend college or did you go to any...
I have not attended a traditional college. I joined the military straight out of high school.
Okay. So were you during parts of your life or as a young man, did you feel dumb? Did you feel... uneducated? Did a lot of people say this to you?
No, not at all.
Okay, because I'm trying to reverse psychology this, and I'm trying to get like to the root of it and figure out why do certain things bother people. And I wonder if because some of it is true.
You know what?
And this goes with all of us.
This was because we were talking about how the old boss told you that you weren't funny. I just thought of something.
Yeah.
I think that what really gets you is when you know you're good at something or you do a good job at something and someone tells you that you don't to get under your skin.
Yeah.
Because in that very same meeting, while he was beating you down with a ball bat, he was beating me down with a lead wrench. And do you remember what he said to me in that meeting?
I think what he said was true about you, though. What was it?
He said, Joe, and he looked me right dead square in my face, and he said, you are the worst storyteller that I have ever heard in my life.
Yeah, that's always bothered Joe. And
I'm a good storyteller.
Your stories are okay sometimes. It depends on... See, here's the thing.
I'm even good at it.
You said this, though. You said you might embellish or you might add a little extra to the story.
That's what makes them good.
See, but that's the thing. If you were confident in your storytelling ability, you would just tell a great story, meaning you lived an exciting life. But you have to embellish because your stories are, and I hate to agree with them.
I have to embellish because I'm not that good at what I do in life. It's not about making the story better. It's about because I'm not good enough at what I'm doing.
Your storytelling is okay. It depends on what the story is. It just depends.
I remember feeling hurt after that meeting.
Oh, you brought it up today, so I think you still are.
Yeah.
What is Bree got? Bree, welcome.
Hi.
Hi there.
I think if somebody called me selfish, I think it would really hurt my feelings.
If they called you selfish?
Yeah.
Are you very giving and sharing?
You know, I think I am to my friends and my family. And I'm a Taurus, so if someone did call me selfish...
Okay, now hold on. Here's the thing with Tauruses. I'm one, too. When's your birthday?
May 8th.
Okay, so you're on the tail end. Tauruses are, by nature, selfish. They are.
Well, this one sitting across the desk from me is.
Yeah. Tauruses are selfish if you buy into this crap. And I'm just looking at this from where I sit. I'm somewhat selfish. I am.
Are you?
I think maybe when I was younger, I used to be, but now that I have a family, I think that I...
Well, see, fair enough.
That would be hurtful to you. I could see how that would be.
As I've gotten older, I've become far more giving. And
I don't know if I would call you giving. I mean, that's a term I'm not quite sure I'd use, but I don't know that you're selfish.
I try not to be, but I think that, you know, if I could have it my way, I'd rather have it that way than someone else's.
Yeah, but that's not really selfish. That's just you always wanting to be right. That goes back to what we were talking about first.
Not being wrong.
Yeah, not being wrong.
766-9370 will do your sign. What would you hate for someone to accuse you of or of being? Let's go back to this guy. Lane, what was it you wanted to say?
Hey, Lane, dog, you were wrong. It is going to the mattresses. Though going to the mat is also appropriate. But what Joe was talking about was a mafia term. And it showed up in my world the first time in the original Godfather book. When they killed the old man, or tried to kill the old man, Sonny took everybody to war and went to the mattresses. which meant that they came out of their normal homes, set up in apartments. It was just the guys, and they put a bunch of mattresses in because it was a bunch of guys needing places to sleep.
That's right, and you know what? I had the movies wrong. It wasn't Goodfellas. It was Godfather.
I knew it wasn't Goodfellas.
Yep. I told you I was right, bro.
Now I'm pissed. You've ruined my day because that would mean that I was wrong.
That's right.
Damn it!
I really appreciate you today, sir.
I have never heard that term, though, in my life.
That's because you don't clearly watch the Mafia movies you claim to love so much.
We're going to go to the mattresses.
Yeah, we're going to take it to the mattresses.
We're going to take it to the mat. I've never heard that in my life.
Yep.
See? This segment now has ruined my day. Labor Day weekend, I'm done. I'm going home. I'm going to take this show to the mattresses. 766-9370, hold on.
Dog and Joe.